I would need to say that we had some important progress in the last decade. Several people was included in the access to safe drinking water and to sanitation as well. But if we look at the statistics, we feel that, especially regarding the sanitation situation, there are too many things to advance, to implement, and to improve, mainly the management of these services and the several solutions to access of these services, especially for sanitation. And the picture is not homogeneous around the world. There are some regions where the situation is worst, and we have a challenge, and very important challenge to face in the next period, especially regarding the SDGs discussion.
Yeah, if I may, you say that the statistics reveal certain information about access to drinking water and sanitation. What do the statistics say?
The statistics shows that the picture regarding water is better than the picture regarding sanitation. We have a very big challenge to include 800 million people to water and 2.5 billion people on sanitation. If we look at the definition of access that the GMP adopts.
What's the GMP?
GMP is a joint monitoring program that is held by the UNICEF and WHO and is in charge of monitoring drinking water and sanitation access to the Millennium Development Goal.
Now you say that the picture is not the same in all the regions of the world. Which regions are still lagging behind in the provision of safe drinking water and sanitation?
Especially some parts of Africa and Asia. Latin America is not in a very, very good position as well. But I would say that we have problems in several parts of the world. And the problem is that some statistics works with averages and has no capacity to look at inequalities. And even if you have a country with a good position, inside the country you have several inequalities and problems with water quality.
Now tell me, Mr. Heller, what impact does this lack of safe drinking water and sanitation have on the lives of people?
There are several impacts. There is an important impact on dignity, on privacy, especially for women. And it's very well documented the impact on health. There are several health hazards that are related to deficiencies on the access of water and sanitation. From infectious and parasitic disease, but also chronic diseases can be linked with deficient access of water or access to contaminated water.
Now, what can be done to ensure that everyone has access to safe drinking water and sanitation?
We have two different levels of solutions to give to the problems. One is funding. Of course, we need financial resources to implement new facilities to access to water sanitation. But funding alone is not sufficient. It's very important to have a good management scheme, a good public policy scheme, together with good planning in order to commit the providers and the governments to sustain the solutions along the time. So the two key words are funding and public policies to ensure a good future to the access to water and sanitation for all.
Is it possible actually to provide fresh water and sanitation for all?
Yes, I would say that the new goals and targets that are being discussed during the SDGs process are forecasting a goal of ensuring drinking water and sanitation for all in 2030. So I think it's a good goal. We need to support this goal and make all the efforts as possible to ensure that we will be met in the future. So I think it's possible in a time frame reasonable, not tomorrow, but during 15 years like the SDGs are developing. And I think it's perfectly possible if we have a global commitment to ensure these very basic needs to all the people in the planet.
Now, finally, World Water Day is being observed on the 22nd of March. What impact does the observance of this day have?
I would say that the World Water Day is symbolic. The idea is to call the attention of all the population and the governments, authorities, water providers, social movements to the very important achievement that would be water and sanitation for all, meeting the principles of the human rights to water and sanitation, availability, quality, safety, affordability, acceptability. If we have water sanitation meeting all these criteria, we will have a better world and dignity for all the people.